You're listening to East Point Radio. Great to have the pleasure of your company. Now, I'm hoping that on the line as part of our feature
Anglia
In Focus,
we're going to be joined by Danny Steele, who's the chair for Lowestoft Vision. And we're going to be talking all about the Lowestoft Summer Trail. So I'm hoping that Danny joins us on the line now. Very good morning to you, Danny.
Morning. How are you?
All right. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Morning again. So, yeah. Very nice.
Yes, jolly good. Now, it sounds a wonderful event, this, the Summer Trail. I know it's been running since Saturday the 20th of July and goes right through to Monday the 2nd of September, I understand. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, well, that's right. We've got another 2 weeks to go with the Summer Trail, so plenty of time to get out there and participate. Lowestoft Vision, because Lowestoft Vision is the business improvement district company within Lowestoft, and we've been running a Summer Trail now for, I think it's about 7 years. Those of you that participated all of those years will remember originally we had some the turtles, and then we had fish, and then we had starfish, and this year we've got a combination of all of them. There's around about 31 characters that are out there in various shops and organizations around the town, and we invite children to go along and find these characters, around the town. And if they can collect 10 of them, then we'll issue them with a certificate saying how well they've done. If they can collect 20 of them, the names of them, then we'll give them a certificate and a prize. And if they can collect all 30, then there's not only a certificate, a prize, but their name will go into a draw for a whole huge amount of prizes that can be seen in one of the shops in the Britain Centre. You'll see in the window there's a load of stuff, including a television and all sorts of things that can be won. So one very lucky winner will win the whole window of prizes. And all these prizes have been donated by businesses within the Lowestoft Vision bid area. So it's really, really good.
It sounds very good, in fact, and it's always good to hear that local businesses have got involved with anything like this, because it's the localness of the high street that's the main thing, isn't it, these days?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we all know that high streets are changing. We're becoming more and more like the European model. I mean, if you go to France, Germany, Spain, Italy, Portugal, you'll see the town centres, they don't tend to be retail these days. They tend to be more service, so you get hairdressers and nail bars and coffee bars and restaurants, solicitors, doctors, dentists, all this sort of thing. But people then live above these units, so it's a living, breathing sort of high street. And I think we're moving more and more towards that sort of model, with retail going out of the town into the online. I mean, last year I'm told that 40% of retail sales were online, and that was up by 20% on the previous year. So working on that basis over the next 12 months, it's likely to be 50% of all retail purchases online. So with that and the out of town shopping parks like North Quay and so forth, it has a detrimental effect on our high streets. So we've got to reinvent, we've got to, and things like the Summer Trail helps that, because it brings people back into the town to see what actually is on offer.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you there. I think that Lowestoft's a wonderful town, and I must admit, whenever I go into the town centre there, I always find it a very nice atmosphere. And not only is it obviously a seaside resort, but it offers such a wide variety of various shops, even in this day and age, doesn't it?
Yes, it does indeed. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's people really love Lowestoft. The good things that we've got. I mean, we've got a fantastic beach. We've got a fantastic seafront. And you just come over the bridge, and there you are, in the town centre, and there's, all the things that you need. So yeah, yeah. But then, I would say that, wouldn't I?
Now, the good thing is that it's an initiative which is a free activity for both visitors and local residents, and say going right through till Monday the 2nd of September. And I was talking about, local shops and local industry getting involved with the Summer Trail. I'd imagine that a lot of parents get involved with this, not only the children, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've actually got one of the fish in my office, because my office is up on the historic High Street on the Triangle, and we've got a fish there. So we're very much involved with it, you know, from a day-to-day business point of view. And we've just, almost an endless stream of parents with their children coming to take a photo and write down the name of the character that we've got, you know, as part of the trail. So, and oh, incidentally, what we are doing this year as well is, once the trail finishes, what we intend to do is to auction off all of the characters for charity. So we'll let you know when that happens. You can give you the information. But that's what we intend to do this year, and then start again next year with a whole new set of characters.
That sounds wonderful. And anything which helps charities out in these cash-strapped days is got to be wonderful. So I think you're doing
Absolutely.
A great job there. Great job there.
Thank you.
Good now. For people wanting to find out more about the summer trail, which, as I've said, goes right through till Monday the 2nd of September, how can they best go about this? Can you give us some contact information?
Absolutely. The Discover Lowestoft website is the best place. So that's discoverlowestoft.co.uk. That is the Lowestoft Vision website, and there's all the information on there about the trail, how you can get involved, where you can pick up the entry forms. Once the forms are filled in, incidentally, they're dropped off at the library, so it's easy to, you know, everybody knows where the library is, so it can be dropped off there. But on the Discover Lowestoft website, all the information is there, and lots of other information as well about the town centre and things that are going on.
Sounds good to me. Now, the actual summer trail itself, I must admit that since it's commenced on the 20th of July, you must have had a lot of people getting involved, I think.
Yes, hundreds, literally hundreds. So there's a lot of people have enjoyed the trail, and a lot more still doing so. We've had families this morning, in fact, coming in and taking a photograph of the character that we've got.
Now, I know that the event is supported by local businesses, as we've been saying, and I understand it's sponsored by Richardson's Family Entertainment and ABP Ports.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and Host Season's also involved with as main sponsors. So we're very, very lucky with the businesses in the town. They support the initiatives that we put together. And there's loads of other companies as well have come up with the prizes for the win the window, as it were. We have great support, and of course all of the companies and businesses that take one of the characters. You know, they're all, so there's another 30 businesses out there that have taken, you know, characters and all around the town.
Now, this window you've been telling us about, where folks can actually view all the various prizes, if that's the right word, which are going to be available. Whereabouts is this window itself for people who don't know Lowestoft that well?
In the Britain Centre. So the precinct in the Britain Centre, right in the middle of town. If you go into the Britain Centre, you'll see it.
That sounds good. So it's a central location and everything else.
Very much so. Right in the middle of town.
That's got to be good. Now, the summer trail, when it concludes on Monday the 2nd of September, I know that from what you were saying that it's going to be the end of, I suppose, the summer season, isn't it, really? Because the schools start to come back then, don't they?
Exactly. And the summer trail, you know, it's not by chance. You know, the summer trail is set so it's during the summer holidays, so the school holidays. So it gives something for mums and dads to be able to bring children out to do, you know, that costs them nothing. So, it finishes, on the 2nd of September. You know, all the kids are going back to school, I think, the following week. So, and that's it. That's another summer trail over with.
Now, can you give out the information again of how people can get involved with the summer trail? Can you give us that information again?
Absolutely. You need to go on to the Discover Lowestoft website, which is www.discoverlowestoft.co.uk. And if you put /summer trail, then it'll take you straight to that page. Otherwise, it's very easy to navigate if you get onto the website.
Okay, sounds good. And I'm sure that everybody's having a wonderful time on the Lowestoft Summer Trail. So well done for the initiative and everybody who's involved in supporting it.
And thank you for promoting it. We really appreciate it.
Well, it's been great to talk to you, Danny. And if you can stay on the line for about 30 seconds, I'll come back to you once we're off air. Is that all right?
No problem.
Okay, thank you for joining us here on East Point Radio. That was Danny Steele, who's the chair of Lowestoft Vision, and we've been talking about the Lowestoft Summer Trail. Sounds an excellent event, and remember, there's plenty of time still to get involved, because it runs right through to Monday, the 2nd of September. Now, it's all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
here on East Point Radio.